Stand by for the Terry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Terry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station. We are KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and I am so glad that you joined us. Today's special guest is Baron Robison, who is the Executive Director of Kickin' Cancer Movement. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a while since you were here.
Yeah, it's always good to be back, though.
Well, we'd like to have you back. You're a good friend of the show here, and we'd like to have you back every couple of months just to kind of check in and see what's cooking.
Well, things are happening fast, so it's a good thing we're coming.
And we're going to get into a lot of it. First of all, how's your sister doing? How's Brenda doing?
She's doing good. I was just telling you that driving over here, I always like to check in with her, and she kind of gives me some encouragement. So, yeah, she's doing really good.
Keep you in line?
All the time. And if it's not her job, it's my wife's job.
Your sister lives in where? She's in Arizona?
Mesa, Arizona.
Okay. Does she ever listen to the show?
She has actually listened to every single one of your podcasts after the fact on the website.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, listening in Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah. Is it warming up over there yet?
I will find out next week. I'm actually flying down. I'm going to do one of our runs down in Mesa, Arizona.
Are you still into that running stuff?
Way too often. But there's no mud this time.
I would run, but it takes too much energy. I'll just drive. So what's going on with Kickin' Cancer Movement? You've been involved with this for how long now?
We started it July of last year, so just a little over a year and a half. But
Real quickly, tell us how you got involved with it.
2 years ago, so January 2 years ago, I had called Brenda. Again, she's down in Mesa, Arizona. I had heard about this thing called the Warrior Dash out in Canby. It's a 3-mile trail run, 12 obstacles, mud, climbing, water, fire. It sounded like fun, so she was going to fly up and do it with me. And I work at Costco, so I went to work, and some of my friends said, can we join you? So May...
They just want to roll around in the mud. That's
I know. Okay. I know. It was kind of crazy. Actually, I was amazed that many people would actually rally around someone they had never met. As it began to grow, I was truly amazed that, 42 of my coworkers and their wives and their kids or whatever showed up in Canby, and the first time they met Brenda was the day they got there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have pink shirts on them all?
We had 42 Pepto pink shirts out there.
And when it was done with the mud all over them?
We had 42 chocolate people.
Well, that's neat. How did you get involved and how did you start up Kickin' Cancer?
When Brenda flew home, I told her that she had to learn a lot of stuff to stay alive. Just because of the nature of her cancer, it wasn't receptive to typical Western medicine.
But how did you find out she had cancer? Obviously, she told you, but...
Because she was so far away, it was kind of a phone call, and then, of course, the shock sets in.
Sure.
Because we're so far away, I wasn't able to be there at all through all the treatments. I just got pictures. So most of it I learned when she flew up at Christmas of 2017, and it's after she flew home that the idea for the Warrior Dash came about.
Pieced it together in your living room, and now it's kind of gotten crazy, hasn't it?
It really, you're actually right. It was kind of pieced together in our living room. The logo that people see on our website, my wife and Brenda and I sat down at the kitchen table and had some ideas and created this logo and went to the bank in July of 2018 and made this little business and started doing seminars.
Why did you decide on pink?
Pink.
It's Pepto-Bismol pink.
Pink is the color for breast cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
It's really kind of a soft pink. So if you were actually trying to look up the different color, every cancer has a color. And the color for breast cancer
really?
Is pink. But it's a softer pink. And I wanted to make a little bolder statement. So we went with this really bright, vibrant pink for mm-hmm. our shirts.
Now, how many shirts have you had made up now?
We're almost at 500.
Really?
And when I leave, I'm going to the post office and mailing shirts to Tennessee and Nebraska.
Really? What's going on there?
Somebody bought one.
Oh, okay. So it's not an event that's happening there?
No event. Just
how do they know about you in Murfreesboro, Tennessee? How do they know about you?
Well, as it turns out, the one in Tennessee is actually related to Nolan DeHart's father.
Okay.
So I'm mailing it to some lady whose last name is DeHart. The one in Nebraska, her lady here in town, her daughter's going to college in Nebraska.
Okay.
Because the theme is kicking cancer, we didn't ever want to use a bad word, but you kind of are saying the bad word. But everybody can relate. I mean, everybody is so mad at cancer, they're all ready to kick cancer in the donkey, so they want the shirt. And it's not super offensive, and the donkey's kind of comical. And
I think it's a cute logo. I think it's great.
He's mad, but he's cartoonish at the same time.
Right.
In fact, the other day I was at the Croc Center at an event, so we were kicking cancer at the Croc. You can just play on that all kinds of ways.
You bet you can. All right. So you've been doing this for a few years now. You're doing this on the side. Obviously, you have a full-time job, and you're also a family man. What are some of the events that you've done?
Well,
besides rolling in the mud.
The mud seems to be the common theme, and you always give me a hard time about that, too.
Well, that's because you don't shower before you come in here, and the mud's still dripping off of you.
After we did the Warrior Dash, this young man, Casey McAllister, who did it with us, and we can get more into Casey here in a few minutes, but Casey had done a Spartan race. They were doing a Spartan race August of 2018, and so I said to Brenda, do you want to do the Spartan? Now, the Spartan, it is a lot more to train for. The obstacles are way more physical, but in August of 2018, she and I did the 3-mile Spartan race along with 12 other people.
Brenda did this with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She did great. A year ago, so January of last year, 5 of us decided to take on what they call the trifecta. So in the Spartan world, they have a 3-mile, an 8-mile, and a 13-mile course. And if you do all 3 of those courses in 1 year, you get this award they call the trifecta. So 5 of us were just dumb enough to take that thing on. 2 of us were in our 50s. But I can tell you that I did get my trifecta award. Underneath my sweatshirt, I'm actually wearing that shirt just for you.
There you go. Well, nice. All right. What's coming up right now? You're always doing something. Every time you come in here, you've got some event coming up or just happening.
Well, the one that's just happening right now. In fact, your listeners, if they just make their way to the Salem Evangelical Church, which is, it's off Broadway. The actual physical address is 455 Locust Street, Northeast. Okay. So it's right here in Salem. We've got one of our full day workshops going on right now.
Right now?
Really? The first speaker probably just started talking.
Okay, and who is that?
Mitch Graff.
Okay. Why does that name sound familiar?
If you've been to any of the Volcano Games, Mitch is the president of the Volcanoes.
Okay.
Mitch is also on our board of directors. Mitch has 5 other businesses besides the Volcano job. And
what's he doing in his spare time?
Exactly. That is a spare time.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the things that Mitch is probably saying as we're speaking, the first time he actually got a paycheck since 1994 was when he took the job for the Volcanoes.
Really?
Yeah, he's been self-employed for 25 years.
Wow.
He was bored, so he applied for the job at the Volcanoes.
And got it.
He got it.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
But he's really changed the Volcanoes. And so if you went to a baseball game last year, the attendance has gone up. The atmosphere in the stadium's different. He's made a big difference out there at the Volcano organization.
There's an event coming up later this month that you've invited me to. Is he going to be there?
Yes, because he's on the board.
Okay, so I'll have a chance to meet him there.
You will. Yeah, and you can tell a few jokes and he'll probably even laugh. I will for him.
I've heard my jokes, believe me. I don't know. All right, well, that event's going on today, and it's called Take Control of Your Life and Body?
Yes. So the thing that we decided, Brandon and I decided, the business that we started was seminars. We wanted to educate people on how they could proactively prevent cancer. I wanted people to understand that they could take control of their body just like Brenda did. So we did our first seminar August 2018. Turns out Casey was our speaker that time too. And just over the course of the last year and a half, about every 4 to 6 weeks, we've tried to get that message out to the public. You can proactively prevent cancer. There's no guarantees in life. Cancer is just cells reproducing at the wrong rate, but there are things you can be doing right now to proactively prevent cancer. And as this idea began to grow, I realized that no one else was really doing what we're doing. What they're doing is they're saying, Terry, you have cancer, and now you get to go in reactive mode and try to keep this thing at bay, or we'll cut it out, or we'll burn it out, or we'll poison it out. We'll get this thing out of you, but you've already got it. No one is telling you how not to get it, and that's what we wanted to do.
I wasn't going to talk about this at all,
but
I don't have it. You know what's been going on, and we've had a little bit of a scare, and we just got the results back this week, and says you're looking good. You're looking good.
Well, I'm glad you decided to share that.
I don't have it.
Good.
So stick that in your feather.
We will add one more blessing to our book.
That's exactly.
That is good news, Terry. Glad to hear it. News.
Well, believe me, I'm sleeping better at night.
I'll bet. And you're losing some weight. You're looking good, buddy.
Well, yeah, we're down, what did I say, 27 pounds now.
There's a Spartan race coming. You want to go?
I'll drive it.
Okay.
You know what? A few more pounds, and then I might just take you up on one of these little things. Can I roll around in the mud?
Definitely.
See, right now, if I roll around, you need to help me up.
Okay.
But, I'd be interested in trying that.
Yeah.
So So this event that's coming up today, we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Tell me a little bit more about this now. It's an all-day event.
Correct.
Let's get to the important stuff. They serving lunch?
They are serving lunch. Cafe Yum.
Ooh.
So Cafe Yum donated the food.
Really?
So, in fact, when you go, you want to go around to the back of the building. You'll go in, go to the third floor. As you come off the elevator, walk up and say hi to Lowry. She's there at the table.
At the KSLM table.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And she does have two free tickets. So if you're listening right now and you want to go for the whole day, just walk up to Lowry. She's got two free tickets for you.
And you can't miss her. She'll be all decked out in the KSLM stuff. And
will not be hard to miss her.
Okay. All right. And the normal price to get in there is $29, right?
Well, it was $29 through the end of last year. We had an early bird special. It's okay. $35. It was $35 through Friday.
Okay.
Now, if you're a procrastinator and you show up, it's $40.
If you show up today, it's $40.
Unless you walk
go to Lowry, yeah. She'll give you two free tickets.
Exactly. Courtesy of KSLM, by the way. Right.
Does that include lunch?
Definitely.
What's on the menu?
Are you not listening? I just said Cafe Yum.
I understand, but what is that?
So Cafe Yum is actually a really, really good healthy option here in town.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what they're bringing. I know they're doing one of their casseroles, but it's typically rice and beans and vegetables.
Oh, nice.
The real key, and that's what I love about Cafe Yum is...
Are you listening? Of course I'm listening. I just dawned on me what you just said. Yes, of course I'm listening.
The great thing about Cafe Yum is that there's color in their food. Your vegetables should be yellow and green and all the different colors of the rainbow.
Okay.
And so they use lots of different colors with their peppers. You've got some good beans inside there. It's good,
really?
Real food.
Yeah. So you're not going to get the juicy cheeseburger with all the grease dripping down the side and stuff?
Not at this event.
That's good. That's good. That's what we want to hear. All right. So at 11 o'clock here in just about 45 minutes or so, who's going to be your speaker then?
So Dr. Isaacson is on our board as well. He has spoken since the early days of this organization. His topic is called It's Time to Fix a Broken System.
And he's a chiropractor, isn't he, here in town?
He is a chiropractor here in town.
I think I've interviewed him before over on Brand X.
And yeah. And for the last couple of years, he was either the vice chair or then he became the chair of the Salem Greeter. So he's very involved in the business community here in town. What you're going to hear from his message, he's going to break down cancer for you at a cellular level that you may not have heard. It made so much sense the first time I listened. And then he's going to give you just some amazing tips on how to lessen your chances of those cells reproducing faster than they should be.
Okay.
Because in reality, that's what cancer is.
Right.
Right now, I have cancer, but I also have a good immune system that's kicking those bad cells out.
And when you say that we all have cancer, we all do have cancer, but it's, I don't want to say it's the good cancer because there is no good cancer, but it's the type that the immune cells are able to kick its backside.
Right, right.
Okay.
And so when he starts speaking, and again, he starts at 11 o'clock, and he'll speak for the next 45 minutes to an hour, he's going to talk about what's going on, but once you have cancer, once that cell has reproduced to the point that you need to get it out, typical methods are you cut it out, you burn it out, or you poison it out. There are other options, and he's going to talk to you a little bit about that.
I prayed it out.
You prayed it out. Yes, you did, and that worked.
It worked. With a lot of help from other folks.
Yeah. And you know, that is probably not a really good medical claim for me to make, but we do have a scripture on our logo, and I truly believe God is the cure to cancer. We have just created some other God that we're using.
You know, it's I lost a kidney in 1997 to cancer, and I've got to tell you that when they say the C word, it scares the hell out of you. It's scary. I've also lost my mom, my dad, and my brother all to cancer.
Yeah.
And when you hear that C word, it scares the hell out of you. And when I got the news this week, I asked her, I said, okay, do I have it? And I didn't say what. And she says, no, you don't. Yeah. Don't go looking for trouble.
And you and I have talked about this before. One of the things that I'm trying to advocate is stage one and stage two cancer, stop saying the C word. Because once you hear it, your body goes into fight or flight mode. Stop saying the C word if it's stage one or stage two.
We need to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about this event that's happening right now. Take control of your life and body. Today's guest is Byron Robison, who is the executive director of Kicking Cancer's Movement. And you're listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM, 1220 AM. We are KSLM. Back in a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. Today's special guest is our buddy Baron Robison, who is the Executive Director of Kickin' Cancer Movement. And we are talking about this event that's happening right now as we speak. It's called Take Control of Your Life and Body, and it is taking place at the Salem Evangelical Church, which is located over there on Locust Street, 455 Locust Street to be exact. It's going on right now. It's going to happen until 4 o'clock. And as we left, we were just getting ready to go have some lunch. Now we're back here from lunch from 12:30 to 1:30 today. Who's going to be the speaker?
His name is Mike Waters. He actually lives in Corvallis. He is the health director for Fitness Over 50 down there in Corvallis. But he actually goes all over the nation talking about movement is medicine. And he actually has a lot of very interesting data to back up. You know, movement makes us healthy, but he has data to say that movement kills cancer. When you meet him, he looks like a runner. He's been running since he's in his mid-60s. He's been running since he was in his 20s.
So he's like in shape?
Yeah.
We hate those guys.
Yeah. He doesn't look like me. Trust me, he doesn't look like me at all. He's built like a runner. I run, but I'm not a runner, but he's built like a runner. But he has some amazing information about movement and the value of movement in that fight against cancer.
And he's going to be talking from 12:30 to 1:30. And then who do you got going on at 1:30?
So then at 1:30 is a health coach from Corvallis. Her name is Mary George. She spoke for us back in September of last year. And she made a statement in that topic last year. She said that life is socially contagious.
Oh, I like that.
So she's a health coach. And so as she's trying to coach people, and they're trying to change their life, well, the people you've been hanging around probably aren't healthy, otherwise you would be in a different place in your life. So realize that if you want to become healthier, that you need to hang around with people who are healthier than you are now, and life is socially contagious. And as that thought sunk in for me, when I made the decision to do the Spartan race, that was not an easy decision. That required a different level of working out than I was used to. There's a different mentality of people who roll in the mud for fun, okay? There's a really fun picture that I'll show you sometime. It's a shirt they have at the Spartan race, and it says, "Don't mess with a woman who crawls under barbed wire for fun." And I have that picture next to a picture of my sister who's crawling under barbed wire for fun. And so there's a different mentality, but if you want to do that kind of stuff, you need to change who you're hanging around with. Mm-hmm. If you want to get healthier, you can't keep going to the bar with the guys that are reliving the high school football game, you know? So that's her topic, and she is a great speaker. And once again, we do have 2 tickets. So if you're listening, go find Lowry at the table and grab those tickets. It's free. Someone paid your entrance. But if those tickets are gone, it's $40 to register. Any one of these speakers is worth $40, and you got food. But we've got 5 speakers.
Okay.
So come down.
So who is your keynote speaker?
This guy is worth way more than $40. I met Casey McAllister years ago when I lived in Kaiser. He was a kid at a baseball team here in Kaiser, and he actually graduated from McNary High School. But when he was 6, he got run over by a semi-truck.
Oh.
And when you hear his story and he showed you some pictures, it's pretty moving, but his older brother and sister had crossed the road, and his mom said, "Casey," who's this little 6-year-old, "Casey, there's 2 cars and a truck coming." Well, Casey heard 2 cars, and then his brain kind of stopped listening. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a pickup. It was an 18-wheeler. So the 2 cars go by. His brother and sister across the street. He takes off running. He probably would have made it, except his mom said, "Casey!" And he stopped. And then the truck ran him over. Mm-hmm. Crushed his legs. So he's a double amputee and has been for 26 years now. He's 32 or 33.
But he hasn't slowed down, has he?
But he hasn't slowed down. And he's the guy that inspired me to do these Spartan races. So he's done over 30 Spartan races. He goes all over the world now promoting Spartan for people without limbs.
Okay, so he's in this photograph that I'm looking at right now. He's in some type of a wheelchair, and it looks like he's in some kind of mountain terrain, and he's just flipping along.
I have been on that hill that you're looking at, Terry. Uh-huh. It's outside of Seattle. It's an equestrian ranch. That really isn't a trail. They just thought it would be funny to make us go up the side of it. For me, I remember grabbing roots and rocks to get up. And when I got to the top, I looked down and I turned to my friend and I said, "How in the world did Casey get up this thing?" That's how he got up that thing.
Amazing.
And sheer determination. But he made this statement to me a year ago, and his topic is the statement he made. It's only impossible because you haven't done it yet.
So he's going to be the keynote speaker, and that's going to happen today at 2:30, a couple of hours. And he's from McNary High School, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. His dad still owns a business in Kaiser, and he graduated from McNary High School. So he's a local. He actually lives outside of Independence. He and his family have a little farm outside of Independence, but he goes all over the world now as a spokesman for the Spartan race.
Good. And you know, it's funny because when when you're feeling down and you think, man, the world's against me, there's always somebody else out there that's had it a little bit tougher, and yet they are getting by just fine.
Yeah, and I got to tell you a really funny story about Casey. He spoke for us December of last year, and he had just come back from doing a 24-hour Spartan race in Iceland. So they started this village. He showed us some pictures. They go up this mountain for 2 miles, and then you circle across the top and then come back down to the village. So it's a 6-mile loop, and you just keep doing it continuously for 24 hours. And he did that loop 6.5 times in those 24 hours. The next slide he shows us is his 4-year-old child named Declan. And he says, that mountain didn't kill me, but Declan might.
And that's between 2:30 and 3:30 this afternoon.
Yep.
Keynote speaker is Casey McAllister. And then you got some knucklehead at 3:30 that's going to talk from 3:30 to 4 o'clock. And, what's that all about?
Well, you might want to leave at 3:30, but I am going to be the concluding speaker.
I mean, here's the way I look at it. You give him some radio time here, and now he thinks he's a speaker. What are you going to talk about?
I'm going to try to recap those 5 messages. More importantly, I want to try to get you our message, which is eat real food and do some movement. Living that anti-cancer lifestyle. It's a decision. It's not an easy decision. You know what? Not having any legs and doing a Spartan race wasn't an easy decision either. The alternative is if I don't make some changes and be proactive, then I may have to wind up being reactive. And I don't want to have to be.
Say that again.
If I don't make a decision to be proactive,
okay,
in my fight against cancer, if I don't change my diet and my exercise and get better rest and all the stuff that our organization talks about, if I don't make that decision, I might have to become reactive, which means that I get the phone call that I have cancer, and now I'm in reactive mode. Now I'm having to take medication, or I have to take chemotherapy, or I have whatever the prognosis is. I'm not in charge anymore. Right now, I'm still in charge.
Isn't that a great feeling?
It is.
It's an awesome feeling to be in charge, because when you think you're not in charge, it's just a whole other ballgame.
Well, and you've gone down that road, and it is really scary when you're not in charge.
And not only is it scary for the person, but the family. I mean, I can't tell you. I said I wasn't sleeping well. Patty wasn't sleeping at all.
Oh yeah,
you know, she was just totally not dealing good with it.
One of the last people we talked about actually was here. Nolan was here with us.
Right.
And then you met Nolan's mom. Okay. Yeah. I visited with Nolan's mom a little bit, and I said, "What was it like being the parent of a kid who has cancer?" She says, "It was hell. It was pure hell to be that. You're watching your 4-year-old, your 5-year-old going through chemotherapy." She said it was horrible.
And you just want to take that pain away from them, and there's nothing you can do.
Nothing at all.
Well, you need to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's guests. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show. Back in a moment.
You're listening to the Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Welcome back to The Terry Saul Weekend Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host. Today we are talking with my buddy, Darren Robinson, who is the Executive Director of Kicking Cancer's Movement. And we've been talking about this event that's going on right now. It's called Take Control of Your Life and Your Body. And it is taking place at the Salem Evangelical Church—that's a big word to say.
It is a big word.
Church, which is located over there on Locust Street, 455 Locust Street. It's going to be going on until about 4 o'clock today. And run through real quickly. Who are some of the speakers? Who's on right now?
Right now, it should still be Mitch Graff. Mitch is our first speaker from 10 to 11, so he should still be on the stage. At 11 o'clock, Dr. Isaacson, who both of those guys, by the way, are on our board of directors, Mitch and Dr. Isaacson. Dr. Isaacson is going to talk about ways that you can proactively prevent cancer so that you don't have to go into reactive mode later. There'll be a break for lunch. So once again, if people show up, it's $40 when you walk in. Lunch is included, which is Cafe
Yum. Not necessarily $40 when you walk in if you get a hold of Lowry.
That is true. That is true. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, go
She's
see.
She's right there at the KSLM studio there. She's the pretty one there. Don't look at Bob. Lowry's the pretty one.
And Lowry does have 2 free tickets. Someone donated some money to cover the cost. So nice. Just go find Lowry. She's got some free tickets. If those tickets are gone, it's $40 at the door. But I will tell you the $40, you're putting $8 per per speaker. You're not going to find a better deal than eight for the quality of speakers that you're going to hear today.
Sure.
After lunch, which, by the way, that also includes lunch. Cafe Yum is providing lunch for you. Good, healthy, real food. We have two speakers that are coming up from Corvallis. Mike Waters has a lot of very interesting data that movement is medicine. And Mary George is a life coach, a health coach down there in Corvallis. And her topic is life is socially contagious. Be careful who you hang around with. If you want to become healthier, if you want to live a different life, but you're still with your same friends and they've got you where you're at, you're going to stay where you're at. And then really the great speaker, he comes on the stage at 2:30 is Casey McAllister. Casey graduated from McNary High School, but he's gone on to do 25 to 30 Spartan races. And if someone's listening and just wants to see who Casey is, just go to YouTube and type in Rise Up Spartan Beast 2017.
Now, is there going to be any type of a question and answer session for any of these speakers?
I've asked all the speakers to try to keep their topics to about 45 minutes
okay.
So that there is some Q&A time. There's also breaks in there for networking. We have 15 amazing vendors there. So if someone triggers a thought, like, I wish I knew someone in town that could provide a product or a service for me, there's 15 vendors there that will have some products and services for you.
Who are some of the vendors?
Juice Plus is there. Costco is there. They're bringing some of their healthy options from Costco. There's a company called Monet, and they actually have a shampoo that helps if you're going through chemotherapy. Yeah, there's an amazing radio station there called KSLM. They've got a table there,
I heard of them.
Yeah, I thought you might have.
You going to get Lowry up there to talk?
I'll have to probably twist her arm. I don't think so.
No, she's shy.
No, but there are some great vendors. And the real key is if we're going to try to help you start 2020 with 2020 vision and a direction in your life, who can I turn to? Who can I ask? Who in town can help me with a product or a service? Diabetes Support Services will be there.
So oh, nice.
If you are battling diabetes, someone from their organization is going to be there. There's a group in Tigard called Breast Friends. They're a massive 20-year-old support group for women going through breast cancer. They'll be there.
One of the things that I've noticed is that on this weight thing where I'm dropping some weight and I'm down to almost 30 pounds now, and I'm noticing that the energy level is starting to come back. And I told my wife, I says, you know, I'm starting to have more energy. And of course, her response was, good, clean the garage.
Yeah.
Like, well, wait a minute. Not that much energy.
There's always a downside to everything.
Yeah, but the fact is, you know, everybody kept telling me, my doctors for years said, you know what, lose some weight and you'll feel better. And I go, yeah, okay. And I'd go get that cheeseburger. Hmm. Well, I stopped eating the cheeseburgers now and I'm dropping the weight. Like I said, I'm down just about 30 pounds now and starting to feel better. Starting to feel better, just have that energy. The doctor told me that you lose some more, we'll start pulling off some of these meds.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking 16 different pills a day. I have a real problem with that because they've got to be fighting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to be.
Yeah.
And he told me, he says, your blood pressure is getting better. Let's get that under control and we'll take off those three blood pressure pills.
One of our speakers last year, he made a comment that really shocked me, but he had the data to prove it. America is now the most overweight and malnourished nation in the world. I mean, you think about those two statements at the same time. We are overweight, but we're malnourished. Why? Because the food that we're eating that causes us to gain weight has no nutritional value. So we're overweight and malnourished.
That cheeseburger just looks good, though.
That is.
But that's about all it does.
That's about all it does.
Hey, tell me about Michael Brown.
Michael Brown is an amazing young man. He works at the Walmart there on Turner Road. When he was 4 years old, he was having some really severe headaches, and his parents went in to get it checked. He had cancer growing around the brain, his brainstem. Think of the brainstem as a twig, then a cobra spiraling around that twig. That's basically what the cancer was doing. It had spun itself around his brainstem and was choking off his brainstem. If they hadn't caught it when they did, he would have had days to live. At 4 years old, the doctors at OHSU, up at Dornbecker, again, amazing hospital.
The best.
The best, really is. But they cut out 97% of his cancer. But because it was a four-year-old in his brainstem, they had to give a child an adult dose of chemotherapy to get that last 3%.
A four-year-old child? Oh, come on.
Yeah. So at 30, mentally, he just didn't progress. You know,
the brain
was getting chemotherapy. It also affected his hearing, so he was deaf. It affected his ability to walk. They had to teach him all over again. But as his dad told me, he's still alive.
He's still alive, and every day he's getting up another day.
So this last year, 2019, we did the Warrior Dash again, and we chose to get muddy for Michael. And so
like getting muddy. Just admit it.
You probably got
a mud pit in your backyard. You just like rolling around in the mud. All right. Well, you know, that's just one of the amazing stories that you have. have, and I know that you get involved with a lot of these people. Talk about some of the other folks.
One of the funnest ones we actually did the end of June last year. I came to believe that not everyone wants to get muddy and not everyone wants to train for a Spartan.
Yeah, they do.
But I did find out that everyone has somebody in their life that's affected by cancer, and they would at least walk 3 miles for somebody.
Sure.
So we organized.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but that really is such a true statement that all of us, you, me, Lowry, everybody, we all know somebody that has been affected by that C word.
Yeah, yeah. And the scary thing about that statement is if you had asked that question 20 years ago, some people would have known. I could walk into a crowd of 1,000 people, and I'll bet only a couple hands would go up that didn't know someone's affected by cancer.
Really?
Yeah, it's so rampant. So I just realized that, you know, maybe you don't want to get muddy, maybe you don't want to train for Spartan, but will you walk 3 miles for someone you care about? So we actually had two different teams come together, and when I say teams, it was just two different families that they were supporting. So one was the widow of James Warren. James died of bone cancer. And all of her friends wore blue because that was his favorite color. The other was Rachel Brettbrunner, who was battling bone cancer. And the day of the event, she was actually in a wheelchair, and her daughter pushed her, and they wore yellow because that's the color for bone cancer. If you go to our website, kicking-cancer.org, the first picture you'll see is actually Rachel in her wheelchair.
And they completed it?
They did.
They did 3 miles?
They did. We figured out this little loop in Corvallis, and everybody, we had 70 people there, and most of them were for those two specifically, but some of them had their own person they were doing it for, but every single one of them walked those 3 miles.
These events that you're doing, is it raising money to help any of these folks or anything? What is it? Why do you do these events?
So that event raised some money. But
and where does that money go?
Right back to those people. Our organization is young. I mean, we're not the American Cancer Society, and so getting people to donate money was a little harder than I thought. But money did come in, and once we paid a couple of expenses, money was still left. And so the money that was left, I just wrote two checks, and I gave one to Rachel, and I gave one to Danny Warren, James's widow. And that's really what we are. We are about educating you on how to proactively prevent and then reaching in the community and helping somebody. I know we got a little bit of time here. I want to tell you the rest of Rachel's story.
Okay.
So in June, Rachel's in a wheelchair. Her friends rallied around her. And they found a tavern, a pub and grill in Corvallis called the Angry Beaver Grill. They put on a dinner. So we put a flyer together where the Angry Beaver meets the Angry Donkey. A bunch of people showed up. They had a silent auction. It was a disco-themed evening. Rachel walked into that event.
Without the wheelchair?
Without the wheelchair.
Oh, nice.
She had a cane to stabilize herself.
But she walked in.
Yep. And right now, we keep telling about this workshop, she's there. She drove herself from Monroe to Salem. And wow. I said to her, she said she wanted to come. I said, how are you going to get here? I'm going to drive myself. So in June of last year, she was in a wheelchair. She drove herself here. And I believe that the number of people that showed up at that restaurant gave her cells the social support, the love, everything that we need at a cellular level for her to heal. And she is cancer-free.
Nice.
The bone cancer's gone.
Nice. How do you not cry?
I do all the time.
I'm
not crying on your show. I do all the time.
You know, when you sit there and you talk about these folks and you see these folks and you meet these people and stuff, how do you just not want to give them a hug and start crying?
I had the pleasure of a year ago, I got a letter about this lady that wanted us to support her friend. And I'm going to tell this really quick, but his name was James Burns. He lived outside of Albany. He had been, it started as his testicles, but it worked right up his back, his brain, his lungs. He had cancer all ridden through his body for a variety of reasons that we weren't able to step in and help. And he actually passed away before I ever met him. And I just wanted to take one of our shirts out to his widow at his celebration of life. This seemed like an easy thing to do, right, Terry? I'm just going to walk up. I'm sorry for your loss. Here's one of our Kicking Cancer Donkey shirts. But then I saw his one-year-old daughter. And I lost it.
How's Nolan doing?
Nolan's doing great.
Nolan, we'll talk about Nolan DeHart, of course. He was on our show a few months ago.
Yeah.
And, he actually helped us for an event that we were doing in November to raise some food at the one of the stores here in town. Came down there and spent the afternoon with us there. And It looks great.
Yeah, and I would say that if anyone gets a chance in Independence to go into Menzies Pizza, say hi to Nolan.
That's where he's hanging out.
That's where he works. He works there at Menzies.
Real quickly, his story with the last minute or so we have left.
So Nolan was diagnosed with blood cancer when he was 3. He went through 3 years of chemotherapy at 3 years old till he was 6. And they thought the cancer was gone.
They thought they had it beat.
What most people don't realize is that cancer likes to hide in, for guys, they like to hide in the testicle area. So when he was 12, he was doing his self-checks and something didn't feel right. They did the amputation, but it wasn't in time. It had jumped back into the bloodstream. The doctor said it's not a new cancer. It's the same cancer, which means that we have to get more aggressive. So as a 13-year-old kid, they gave him enough chemotherapy to almost kill him.
And he's doing fine now.
Doing great. Wonderful kid.
We need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up more with our special guest today is Baird Robinson from the Kickin' Cancer Movement. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
Good morning. We are back with our final few minutes. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show. Today's guest is my buddy Baird Robinson, who is the executive director from the Kickin' Cancer Movement. And boy, you're just full of knowledge today. There's all kinds of stuff going on right now, isn't there?
It's a busy day.
What's coming up?
There is a statement for anyone who looks up their history from the Gettysburg Address. And I want to give you just a little history of the Gettysburg really quickly. Gettysburg was an awful, bloody battle. President Lincoln was asked to come in and address a gravesite. This wasn't supposed to be a historic speech. And he had a napkin on the train as he was coming in. He was trying to figure out how to inspire the North to keep fighting, otherwise the nation was going to split in half. Everybody knows the first part, 47 years ago. What they don't know is
Do you know the rest of it?
I know most of the rest of it.
47 years ago, our forefathers set forth on this earth. No, on this continent.
And that's the part that most will remember from school.
And then my teacher started yelling at me and I didn't listen to the rest of it.
So in the middle, he was actually dedicating a gravesite. And this is a direct quote from the Gettysburg Address. He says, "From these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the full measure of devotion, that these dead shall not have died in vain." Great statement, one sentence, but he said, we need to increase our devotion because they already died. They gave the full measure of devotion. Don't let them die in vain. I read that and I thought, you know, that is such a great statement. Starting the first part of February, on the first Saturday of every month moving forward, at 8:00 in the morning, come to Riverfront Park. We're going to kick cancer on the grass and we're calling it Don't Let Them Die in Vain Day.
What is it you're going to be doing there?
We're just going to join hands and remember the ones that have died. This is not a fundraiser. There is no admission cost. Come if you can. Don't come if you can't. It's the first Saturday of every month at 8:00 in the morning. Don't let them die in vain.
Now, will you be mentioning names or anything?
That is really kind of up to whoever shows up. You know, I don't want this to be me selling T-shirts. I don't want this to be, I mean, I'll have my memorial book that we talked about, but this is not me trying to push an agenda. This is people that have lost loved ones remembering the ones that have died. Because we have to stop this, Terry. Too many are dying from cancer. There's a big thing on the news with Nick Fish up there in Portland, was on right. City council, right. Just died of stomach cancer. They talked about Judge Ginsburg just battled through it, and they're praising the fact that she battled through it, which is amazing. But this is rampant. It's on the news every day.
Yes, it is, but there is a lot of research that has made it so it's not that automatic death sentence that it used to be.
Correct.
And I mean, that's the encouraging part of all of this.
Yes, and there's a quote that just came out, I think it was like 2 days ago. It was a report from 2016 and 17. So the American Cancer Society says that the number of deaths are down from decades past. But what they tell you is the reason they're down is because after decades of research, we now have a way to stop this thing. But what they're really saying is we've researched a bunch of drugs. So if you get the diagnosis, we can help you not die. Mm-hmm. What I want to tell you is don't get it in the first place.
Yeah, don't get in first place.
Don't brag about the fact you got a bunch of drugs, which is kind of what they're saying. We do need those medications. And if it wasn't for that, Nolan DeHart wouldn't be here, because you can't cut it out if it's in the bloodstream, and you're not going to burn it out. So you had to poison it out. And the only way to get it out was you had to give this poor little kid enough chemo to get all those bad cells out of his blood. I'm not disagreeing with that.
And talking to Nolan, which I had the opportunity to do that off of the air, I asked him, I said, are you bitter? He goes, no, not at all.
He's not.
He's not. I mean, he's so upbeat, and he's just, no, this is what I had. This is what I did. Let's go watch a basketball game.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Real quick, because we only have like 5 minutes left. Tell me, we talked about this once before. What is this memorial book? You brought it in one time.
I did. So before we did our first seminar, which again, that was August 2018, we had a program, and I realized the back of the program was just a blank piece of paper. And so I put thank yous to all the businesses and people that had donated money, but there was still space left over. A week before that, my wife's cousin had just passed from liver cancer. Well, my wife had lost her mother, her father, her uncle, her cousin. I mean, the list was just too long in my wife's family. And so I started making a list on the back of this thing, and that's when I came across that quote. So in August of 2018, we had 29 names on the back of this program. And I said, we're going to get 1 million names, and we're going to take that book back to Washington, D.C., and we're going to say to President whoever, it's time to remember. We can't let them die in vain.
So how many names do you have?
We are at 450.
Are you really?
Yeah. And it's just a case of the first person thought, you know, so if I put the name in the book, are you looking for some money? No, this is a memorial book. This is a chance for you to have a little closure in your life.
Right.
And
right.
And so, you know, I've got the book with me most of the time, and we're going to have this on our website soon so we can add names faster. But we're going to get 1 million names, and we're going to bring 1 million people in 2022. We're organizing a 1-million-person march. We're going to go to D.C. with this book and 1 million people supporting this movement and say, enough's enough. We got to stop this epidemic.
How long has this book been going on now?
Just over a year and a half.
Okay, you've got over 450 names in there so far?
Yeah, and it's just a case of me, someone says, can I add a name? And then like, I mean, you added some names, Terry. It's just, can right. I add a name? You know, that's right. All it is.
If I remember right, you can add a name, and then can you write a little something next to that name?
You put the name in the cancer.
Okay.
And then every 100 names, and I do data specifically on those 100, because that's easy math.
Right.
What was amazing to me is on the first four sets of 100, number one and number two or number three, but the top three are lung and breast. And those are the two we talk the most about on the news and the money and everything, but yet we're not slowing it down. This is independent data. This is totally random. You know, I walk up to you, you throw somebody's name in there, lung and breast, one or two or three, independent data for the first four sets. So.
Wow. We've got about 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to go. What else do you have to say? What's on your mind?
You know, if people are listening and you don't have anything going on today, go to the Salem Evangelical Church. You know, the first speaker's probably almost done, but there's still four more speakers. You are going to have to listen to me at the end, but I'm going to push this proactive to prevent message. But you're still early enough that you get lunch. And you might be lucky, and Lowry's still got those two tickets left over. But if the tickets aren't there, it's $40 mm-hmm. for four amazing speakers and lunch. But the key is, guys, take control of your life and your body and become empowered to proactively prevent cancer.
Okay. And again, this event, it's called Take Control of Your Life and Body. It's going on right now at the Salem
That's a hard word.
It's a hard word to say.
Yeah.
Salem Evangelical Church.
There you go.
I'm going to get it out.
There you go.
455 Locust Street. And again, it's going on until about 4 o'clock today. And we invite you to come on down there and be a part of it. It's always a fun time having you here because you bring so much knowledge in. Somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the easiest way to get in touch with you?
You can go to our website, kicking-cancer.org. There's actually most of these stories are on there as blogs. So if you knew Nolan, you can add some comments. They're all blogs on there. Our upcoming events are always on our website. My contact information is on that website. I would also tell you that if you're a Facebook person, go look for KC Guy.
KC Guy.
Kicking Cancer Guy.
Oh, clever work there.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me use Kicking Cancer Guy, so I had to abbreviate it. So it's KC Guy. That's me.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. And okay. I'm throwing out tips, all these events. I'm using Facebook to let you know what's going on. But about every 2 or 3 days, I'm giving you another anti-cancer tip.
Cool. Baron, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Like I say, you're a friend of the show here, and you're welcome back anytime you'd like to come in and chat. And we wish you the best of luck. And, hey, good luck on your speech this afternoon. I'm going to mosey on in there and listen to you. Can I heckle?
I would expect nothing less from you, Terry.
Well, then good. Believe me, I get a lot of heckle for my speeches, so you should listen too. All right, my friend. Take care, and good luck this afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We are just about out of time for today's show. Remember, you can catch our show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and a replay Sundays at 11 a.m. here on Salem's original radio station, KSLM. A reminder, if you missed any of today's show or would like to hear any of my shows, you can always hear a podcast on our official KSLM website at www.kslm.news or on my official website at www.terrysaul.com. If you would like to drop me a note, I would love to hear from you. My email address is terry@kslm.news. We'll see you next time. Take care and be safe.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.